The Deputy Chairman of the National Commission for Civic Education, Mrs. Augustina Akume, says the political code of conduct aimed at guiding politicians campaign decently has become a mirage due to recent violence associated with the ongoing biometric voters registration. Mrs. Akume said the attitude of some politicians during this time is a bad sign for the country's democracy. She spoke to Agatha Samoa on our current affairs program, Behind the News.
2 weeks ago, the IEA launched the Political Parties Code of Conduct Enforcement Body, which I am also a member. And the idea of enforcement body is all the political parties met with civil society organizations and signed a pact and formed a code of conduct. And part of all this registration, they said they will go on well and nothing will happen. So such incidents should not have been challenged to lead into fight. Reports should be made to the enforcement bodies in each region or district, and people will sit down and resolve it amicably without all this rancor. I think it's very bad for our democracy if ordinary registration has started this sort of mob behavior.
You said it's ordinary registration, so why do you think it's being characterized by negative events?
I don't know. I'm quite surprised at why it should be like that. Because I've seen 3 registrations and I never saw this kind of atrocities going on. So,
commenting on the issue, the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, said recent happenings is against the wish of transparent, free and fair elections in December.
What is happening doesn't speak well of what is ahead of us. If right from the beginning we are beginning to see things of this nature, people are beginning to use thug rape, macho men here and there, it doesn't speak well of our democracy. It doesn't speak well of what we have in mind in terms of the elections itself and even the reception of the results of the election. I will use this opportunity to appeal to all and sundry that we've come this far. Ghana has conducted about 5 peaceful elections and we have made a name. Please let us not destroy our reputation.
Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante speaking on Behind the News.